Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Keys of Life. Now, one of the keys of life that we were discussing is the entertainment, relaxation aspect of life. And we were saying that through the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, they say a mu'min needs to dedicate a time for himself where he has fun and entertainment in the halal way. So he pleases and pleasures himself in a halal way, and he has fun. Now, we gave examples, whether it is swimming or horse riding or car riding or what have you. As long as it is halal, you need to make sure that you're relaxed and you go for fun and entertainment and to the park, to travels, and just have fun for the sake of having fun, not for anything else, because that will help you in performing your religion correct. This was the teaching of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. In this regard, that sometimes we also mistranslate the idea of fun. That for the sake of fun, we do acts, they seem fun to us, but in fact, they are not recommended. We have mustahab and we have makruh. That the Ahl Bayt, they say, yeah, they might be halal, but they should not be done. And sometimes there are fun things that we do, but they are actually considered to be haram. So as a believer, as a mu'min, I need to educate myself to know what is halal, what is haram, what is mustahab recommended, and what is makruh not recommended, right? As a mu'min, I need to know these things, because sometimes I could indulge something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, if not hate, you know? So we have to be aware of these things. And the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salamullah, they haven't left anything, and they haven't left any stones unturned in this regard, mind you. So if we dig deep, and no, actually you don't need to dig deep, you just need to open Google and type in acts that are makruh, and you get a list of them. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, for example, in a hadith, he says, وَأَمَّا الَّتِي مِنْ أَخْلَاقِ قَوْمِ لُوطٍ. As for the things that was the traits of Qawm Lut, and Qawm Lut, we know what they did, and the homosexuality they committed. And these days, the people of Lut increasing in our time more than any other time in history of mankind. He says, amongst the traits that these people used to do are these. Which means, in return, me and you, we need to avoid these things. One, he says, فَالْجَلَاهُقُ وَهُوَ الْبُنْدُقُ. قَوْمَ Lut, they used to make a small ball, like a very tiny ball, and they used to play with it. Now, how do they used to play with it? I did not find enough information myself on this regard, but maybe there is that I have not found out. But they would use that small ball to play with, whether they throw it inside a hole or it's like a marble, I don't know. But in our time, we have so many balls that people use, soccer ball, we have basketball, we have so many balls that we're using. We have to be very careful that it's not in relation to this. So he said they used to use balls to play with, just to waste time. Okay, now if it's done for another purpose, that's another story for another day. And he says, وَمَلْغُ الْعِلْكِ. They just chew for a long time for no reason. Now, when I want to chew, sometimes I want to have a bit of flavor in my mouth or change the breath, the smell in my mouth. But just to keep chewing for the sake of chewing, I don't think that has a reason. This was one of the methods and the akhlaq of the people of Lut. We need to avoid. Hold that thought. Let's just take a short break and then we come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است، چه فرون دماغ قصاب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. The last thing we stopped at is ومضغ العلك, chewing. Now, I said the idea for chewing or chewing gum is that when I put it in my mouth, I need to change my breath, because some of these chewing gums have mint or a flavor. I get the sugar rush out of it, and it should last maximum 3, 4, 5 minutes. I keep chewing for an hour or so. Why? For what reason? You know, you're making your gums and you're making your teeth and your whole jaw tired. For what reason? Actually, even scientifically proven that chewing gums are very bad for the health. So the Imam says one of the things that the people of Lut used to do is that you were chewing all the time. The Imam says this is a makruh act. Not haram. Huh? It's not forbidden. It's something not recommended. Don't do it. وَإِرْخَاءِ الْإِزَارِ. So back in the day, they used to put things on their backs and walk. They used to make it long and, you know, and big enough to, you know, they make it very loose, and they make the pants very loose as well. And alhamdulillah, we don't have that these days, but it was more common in the 90s where people have very loose pants. And he says, وَحَلُّ الْأَزْرَارِ مِنَ الْقِبَاءِ وَالْقَمِيسِ. And he says, opening the buttons when it comes to the shirts. So some people, like now, it became fashion that the first three buttons in the chest, they are open. I mean, this was the act of the people of Lut, one of the things that they used to do. So me and you, we don't need to do these things. Now, chess seemed to be like a global game, a game of thinking, a game of concentration. Some of the ulama say it's makruh. Some ulama say it's only allowed if it's done for a certain purpose. So obviously, you need to refer to your marja in this regard. So this is one of the things. Or an-nard, another game that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, mentions in the Quran and falls under the category of innama al-khamru wal-maysuru wal-ansabi wal-alzam rijsun min amal shaitan fashtarbu. That, you know, gambling and alcohol and all these things that used for tools of gambling are in fact acts of shaitan. One needs to avoid. So for example, when we play, sometimes we play with dominoes, sometimes we play with chess, sometimes we play with dices. Some of these games, and especially the ones that I mentioned, most of the ulama, most of the scholars either say it's haram, it's makruh, or should be done with certain intentions, with certain purposes. So I can't give you a verdict on any of these, but you have to do what? You have to go search for yourself and read for yourself. And when it comes to qimar, when it comes to cards, because cards is also another game that we do as entertainment. Now, also when it comes to cards, we have a hadith from Imam Ridha alayhi salam. He says, وَأَعْلَمْ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى نَهَا عَنْ جَمِيعَ الْقِمَارِ. Allah has forbade all sorts of gambling, whether it is card, whether it is any form of gambling. وَأَمَرَ الْعِبَادِ بِالْإِجْتِنَابِ مِنْهَا وسماها رجسا. And Allah has told the people to stay away from it. And he said it is impurity. Whatever game that we do, we want to play for the sake of our fun, we have to be sure that it is not haram, which means go back to the Masail of the Maraja and read about it. We leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.